from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Scioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Tommy, it's great to see you. Tommy Pigott is my guest. He is the Strategic Communications Director for the Republican National Committee, and I got his name right. Nailed it.
Yes, yeah. Any pronunciation's fine with me, but that is spot on. Spot on.
And you're a Jersey guy, too, so that's good.
Yeah, no, I mean, great people come from New Jersey. We're not the best governed state. I would prefer a Republican governor, but,
yes.
You know, other than that, great people from New Jersey, so.
Yeah, well, we got a shot next year in 25, so hopefully we can take it back.
Yeah, well, I think also the fact Wildwood, looking at President Trump's crowds there, yeah. I think, you know, every time I go back, the momentum's real in New Jersey for President Trump. I don't think people should count it out. I think there's a lot of momentum there.
Yeah, there was a poll recently that showed that maybe Biden has a one-point lead in New Jersey, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you guys should divert any resources to try to win Jersey, but if it happens, that'd be amazing. Talk about bragging rights,
well,
right?
Well, I always think New Jersey is a Republican state. They just don't know it yet. And so that's the main goal, is to let them realize they're a Republican state. So,
right.
You know, hopefully that'll be this year. But if not, we'll keep working towards it. Long game.
Yeah, look, you got Curtis Bastro running for U.S. Senate. He's working really hard. And then in Pennsylvania, you got Dave McCormick running for U.S. Senate. I spoke this morning to the Pennsylvania delegation. They're fired up, man. They're fired up to win PA. It's a real feeling of confidence out there. So let's start about the breaking news. J.D. Vance, Ohio Senator Vance.
Yeah, I mean, what a great announcement. I mean, it was one of the names that was floated out there, and President Trump truthing the announcement. What a great day for America, a great day for the Republican Party, and what a great ticket, and what a ticket that's going to really put forward that Make America Great Again agenda. We couldn't be more excited that it's J.D. Vance.
So when is he speaking, Tommy?
Well, that should be tomorrow, what day is it? Wednesday is when he should be speaking. That's the BP.
Time and space, by the way.
Yeah.
The time-space continuum is broken here at the RNC completely.
I can't believe it's only been one day, and like already we have these announcements. So there's going to be a whole host of speakers, actually, that have already been announced. Don Jr. is obviously speaking the same day as J.D. Vance. The mayor of East Palestine was already mentioned as a speaker. Mm-hmm. And that there is that contrast as well, those powerful image of President Trump and J.D. Vance going to East Palestine days after the horrific train derailment that happened there versus Joe Biden and the Democrats really ignoring that issue, taking over a year for Joe Biden to go visit despite him saying he would go. That's just one of the many contrasts I think this ticket offers for the American people. And it's a unifying ticket. It's a ticket that says we're going to bring this country together.
And, you know, the Democrats actually have the mayor of East Palestine at their convention speaking. Not East Palestine, Ohio, but Palestine.
Oh.
So the Democrats have that. I don't know, in Chicago. I don't know if you know that or not. Kidding, of course, obviously. Tommy, I think it's a great pick. He's 39 years old. He's got three young kids. His wife is an Indian immigrant. The children of Indian immigrants, I should say. It's a great pick. I mean, look, I've got three young kids. You know, I got a 9-, 7-, and 4-year-old. J.D. Vance's kids are pretty close to my age in terms of that. I'm older than him. But I think, you know, having a with all this talk about people who are around 80 running for the top job, to have a young guy with young kids running for the second slot, for the VEEP slot, I think it matters to people. I really do.
Yeah, I think two things there. First, President Trump's shown that his vision for America is a forward-looking vision, and that's what people want.
Yeah.
And I think what J.D. Vance reaffirms is the forward-looking nature of President Trump's vision. President Trump making America great again, it's for all of us living in America now, obviously, but it's about future generations. It's about our children and our children's children and our children's children's children. Like, that's what we need to set up here
right,
in terms of making
right.
America great again. I do think that sends that powerful message of reinforcing President Trump's forward-looking vision versus the backward-looking vision of the Democrats, the forward-looking vision that President Trump has to make America great again. And I think you're exactly right. J.D. Vance makes a powerful argument for that vision and for why we need to make America great again.
And it's the whole part about Hillbilly Elegy is understanding the forgotten men and women of America who are left behind by the globalization, by the outsourcing of jobs, by politicians who thought getting trade deals done was more important than fighting to understand how you can keep jobs here in America. And he tapped into that with that book as the same time Trump was coming around and tapping into that with his speeches and his rallies. So he understands that point about what the men and women of the Rust Belt need, because he came from that. That's his world, right?
Yeah, the dedication of the GOP platform was to the forgotten men and women of America. And I think this shows again that that is the priority of this campaign. That's the priority of our party, is to make sure we're giving a voice to the forgotten men and women of America, that they will be forgotten no longer with President Trump back in office. These are the men and women that built this country. When you think of the Rust Belt, when you think of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, these are the people that really built this country. And it's an important signal, an important step in really reaffirming that we have this forward-looking vision to make America great again across the country, not in just the coasts or not just in certain pockets, but across the country, a message of prosperity for everybody.
He's pro-life, J.D. Vance, which I think is also important. He's Catholic. It's a solid pick. I'm happy about it. I think also, too, his own revelation, his own, I should say, revolution in terms of being at one time a Trump critic to now being somebody who's his running mate. But also says a lot about Trump, too, doesn't it? The fact that he would take somebody who was once critical of him and bring him on his team. I mean, that's what leaders do. Leaders understand that people evolve in their thinking and they accept that.
I think that's exactly right. I think it shows two things. First of all, that President Trump is often right. He's proven right in terms of, you know, you might criticize him. There's so many times in the media, other politicians that have criticized him at one point, and then fast forward a few years, and that's the standard of everyone's talking about, and is accepted because President Trump makes that argument, makes that case. I think you're exactly right to point to President Trump's leadership, and it goes towards that unity. Making sure we have that message, reinforcing that message, but also bringing this country together. So making sure that we are going forward as one nation, one Republican Party, but one nation to make this country great again.
Now, today's theme is Make America Wealthy Again, right?
Yes.
All right. So what does that mean from the perspective of the RNC and the platform, the speakers you've lined up today? What does that mean for us?
Well, from my perspective, it means that we're making sure that those forgotten men and women that have been left behind by the economic policies of many decades finally have a voice and we start reversing those trends. If you look, when President Trump was in office, real wages, which is the money you're taking home minus inflation, what is your buying power actually meaning when you go to the store? We're up 8.2% under Trump. Mm-hmm. With the largest gains amongst people that were making the least, meaning that working men and women were really finally getting a leg up under President Trump. Under Joe Biden, all that progress has reversed. We've seen real wages go down. That's a powerful contrast when saying we need to get President Trump's policies back in place that let everyone pursue the American dream. Let's everyone have more money in their pocket. Let's everyone try to afford a home, send their children to college, go on vacation once in a while with their family. That's the type of message that we have. It's about making sure that it's not just prosperous on the coast, but it's prosperous everywhere, that everyone benefits from this economy. We have economic policies in place that put America first and really help the working men and women of this country.
Give us some details about the convention itself. I mean, it's pretty remarkable to have this going on. If you're not here, it's hard to describe, but downtown Milwaukee's basically shut down for all of us, all the delegates and all the media people and everybody else. Huge law enforcement presence outside. I mean, it's kind of but they were all super friendly. I mean, they could not have been nicer in every way. But have things changed since the events in Butler on Saturday?
Well, I think what really happened there, and to echo the words of our chair, was so the convention team has been working with law enforcement agencies, 41 different law enforcement agencies, for months now to make sure that we had a very safe and secure convention. Of course, after those events that happened, there was a re-examination to make sure that we had all those safety protocols in place. And we're so grateful to the law enforcement agencies that are taking those steps to keep all of us safe here. Mm-hmm. That's an important part to make sure we can all come together, feel safe while we're celebrating America, celebrating our country. And of course, after those events that happened after the assassination attempt, making sure that security was a top priority was clear when it came to this convention.
Tommy Pickett is with me. He's the Strategic Communications Director for the Republican National Convention. It's great to have him here at the Republican National Convention. Again, the breaking news, Trump Vance 2024, Trump Vance 2024. When I was thinking in terms of Pennsylvania, and I mentioned to you earlier, I spoke to the Pennsylvania delegation this morning. It was a big honor to do so. And the enthusiasm, we win Pennsylvania, we win the White House. No question about it. The events in Butler changed a lot of things. I mean, I think Trump was heading towards a landslide before that. I think the landslide's going to be even bigger now. I think that any talk of Democrats of swapping out Biden, that went away on Saturday. Because who the hell wants to run against him? What Democrat would be insane enough to want to run against Trump at this point, given his popularity? I think that Biden stays.
Well, it seems like that probably is the case based off the reporting. That's ultimately something the Democrats are going to have to decide. I think what we're focused here in terms of this convention is bringing Americans together, having that unifying message. And I think one of the things that was made clear to people all over the world, not just America, but Americans all over the world, was President Trump's character mm-hmm. with that assassination attempt. The fact that the first thing that was on his mind after that happened were the American people. He was asked, why did you get up? Why did you make that fist bump? Why did you say fight, fight, fight? It was because he wanted to send the signal first he was okay, but then also the signal that America goes forward and that America is strong. Mm-hmm. And I don't know many other people that their first thought would be for America when that was happening. Their first thought would be for the American people. That was a true test of character, and I think the entire world saw that with President Trump, and that's why, as a Republican Party, we're more unified than ever, and that's why, as a country, I believe we're going to be more unified than ever under President Trump and his Make America Great Again agenda.
Tommy Pickett, thanks for joining me here live at the RNC. I appreciate it very much, my friend.
Thanks for having me on.
We'll talk again soon. As we continue here...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Trump announcing current Ohio Senator J.D. Vance to be his running mate. A couple thoughts on that in terms of the passing of the torch. So, obviously, look, J.D. Vance is 39 years old. As I mentioned, he's got young kids. We're streaming live on YouTube, by the way, so please join and watch along with our YouTube channel. We've got Jesse Jane Duff coming up, Congressman Mike Waltz, former SBA Administrator Linda McMahon's going to join us. All throughout the week, we're going to have great guests joining us as well. But, you know, the idea, I think, about being able to pass the torch to a new generation and to have the legacy continue for what could be 12 years. You know what I mean? So Trump serves four. He can't run again, but J.D. Vance runs in 2028, wins, and then serves two terms. That's 12 years of Make America Great Again right there. I think that's not lost on Trump. I think that is. The other thing, too, so J.D. Vance used to hate Trump, right? He used to hate him. There's a video going on, and people have sent it to me on the left about, oh, this is him bashing Trump. I think two things on that. Number one, people can evolve in their thinking about lots of different things in life. You know, lots of different things. But the fact that Trump doesn't hold that against a talented guy like Vance and says, you know, this is a guy who can do great things for our country, I think says a lot about him. I really do. And the fact that J.D. Vance can evolve and say, hey, look, you know, what I used to think about him, policy-wise, what he's done for our country convinced me that he was the right choice to make. He was the right guy, and I've evolved. People evolve in their thinking, and I think it's wrong to hold against somebody the fact that they once held a different belief. I mean, that's crazy. People's beliefs and ideas and thoughts change. That's number one. Number two, if he had picked somebody like a Haley or a Rubio, in my opinion, I think he'd have to worry about that person trying to subvert their agenda. Whereas, look, J.D. Vance is going to go forward with his agenda, and he's going to push that agenda, that Make America Great Again agenda, is going to be something that he pushes out there for the next potentially 12 years. He's going to help Trump achieve that because he has the same idea, mindset, that the globalists, that America's never-ending wars, all these things helped destroy the Rust Belt and destroy the belief in America. So it's a shared understanding of that. That means everything. Whereas I think if you had Rubio in there, I'd worry. If you had Haley in there, I'd worry too. People kept talking about how, oh, it'd help him win, or it might help him with, you know, pull up this group or that group. But that's not the point, though, right? I mean, the point is, can you have somebody who's going to help Trump with his agenda and move that agenda over the finish line and then enact that policy-wise and get that done? And then to be able to hold that mantle going forward and say, hey, listen, you know, this is going to be something that we're going to do to make America great again. I think all those things matter without anyone undermining Trump's agenda and trying to serve their own particular purposes. Here's a clip of, we don't have it yet? Okay, no problem. We'll get that for you in a second, though. Trump, J.D. Vance and his wife on Fox News talking about the possibility of being Trump's running mate. It was not something they were looking to do. It was not something that they were looking to do. It wasn't something that they were itching to do. It was something that they were, I think they're going to be very, very happy about, obviously. I don't think they would do it if they weren't. But it wasn't it wasn't a big burning desire. And I kind of like that, too, because his wife wasn't looking to get the power. This isn't a situation like Dr. You always have to say that by law. Dr. Jill Biden, who clearly can't let go of power and is committing elder abuse, pushing her husband through the rigors of another presidential campaign and staying when he clearly needs to be retired and just eating pudding every day. So I think that that's also, that matters. It really does. That matters, too, that J.D. Vance's wife wasn't looking to just become the first lady or the second lady of the United States of America, pushing her husband for political ambitions. She was like, I don't know, we like our life. You know, we like young kids. We like our life. We're happy with things the way they are. It wasn't a situation where it was, hey, I got to have the brass ring. So I think that matters a lot, too. Everything changes, right? So the whole world changed on Saturday with that assassination attempt. And everything changed today with the pick of J.D. Vance. In my opinion, it breathes new life into it. It breathes new life. And the left will go after him and try to destroy him, no question about it. There's no one who Trump could have picked who would have made Democrats happy. Even if Trump had picked Robert F. Kennedy Jr., it's still Democrats would not have been happy. There's no one he could have picked, so don't worry about that. I already have people tweeting me and saying, oh, God, they're bashing J.D. Vance as just another MAGA. Don't worry about that. Yes, the establishment's going to say that about him. Yes, the corporate media is going to say that about him. Who cares? He'll go out there and he'll convince people. He's a young, fresh voice. He's 39 years old. I mean, think about it. He's 39. You can't be president or vice president until you're 35. He's 39 years old. So theoretically speaking, he could be president of the United States of America before he's 45 if he runs and wins in 2028. That's a big deal. So the youth vote, being Catholic, he's a real Catholic, too, unlike Joe Biden. He actually believes in the principles of Catholicism. So there's that, too. Having the picture with the young kids, all these things matter. It matters in politics. There are going to be people that just pay attention to the story of his family and his life. They're going to be, you talk about always trying to get the female suburban vote. There's going to be a lot of women out there who are looking at this, I think, and saying, wow, his beautiful wife is the daughter of Indian immigrants, and they've got three beautiful kids. And yeah, guess what? Those kids, they don't exactly look like lily white bread kids. You're going to hear a lot of suburban women voters. That's the kind of stuff. There's a reason why People Magazine did a profile of J.D. Vance's family. Here's a clip of them talking on Fox News. Take a listen.
Two different faiths while still raising your children.
There are a lot of things that we just agree on, I think, yeah. Especially when it comes to family life, how to raise our kids. And so I think the answer really is we just talk a lot.
If you're second lady of the United States, what would be your cause? What would you take on?
Oh, I think we might be getting a little ahead of ourselves there right now. we're really just focused on right now being a family and supporting JD in his current role, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Has the campaign reached out or anything to let you know, hey, this is official, this is happening? We're vetting you. You're on the short list or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think they reached out to a lot of people. I'm among them, and that basically said, hey, you know, send us some information. My best guess is they're looking at me, and they're looking at a lot of other people, too, and they'll ask me if they ask me. And if they don't, that's fine.
The first test would be, obviously, accepting the speech at the RNC, which is, that's coming up real fast. And then the next step would be debating the vice president, Kamala sure. Harris. How would you debate her?
Well, I have to debate this litigator all the time,
so exactly.
I think I do okay there. I guess, again, I just think people in politics, they don't give the American people enough credit. Mm-hmm. I just think that if you speak from the heart, you don't do the talking points, you try to talk about substance, then people respond to it.
If the senator does not become vice president, what's next? Do y'all just go back to your lives?
You know, I'm human, right? And so when you know this thing's a possibility, if it doesn't happen, there's certainly going to be a little bit of disappointment. But I think the bigger thing is it's such a cool thing to get to do the job that I do. And frankly, more importantly than that, I love being a dad. And Usha loves being a mom. And I think we love doing that together. And that's not going to change, whether Trump asks me to be vice president or not.
Good. There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break here live at the Republican National Convention. More great guests coming up. Breaking news, the family of the attempted assassin of Donald Trump, who would be assassin, is cooperating with the FBI. His laptop is being analyzed at Quantico, and the FBI has opened his phone, and they are now going through the phone as well. The FBI has also found more than a dozen guns at the family's home. Law enforcement sources tell Fox News that the rifle the crooks used at Trump's rally on Saturday was a DPMS AR-15, and Cook's father purchased the firearm in 2013. It is now in the FBI's possession. So the family's trying to help as best they can. The FBI having access now to his phone and to his computer.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Well, thanks for being here today. I want to just touch on the big other breaking news story of the day today. It's a lot of it. Judge Cannon, Judge Eileen Cannon in Florida, dismissing the documents case based on the unlawful appointment of Jack Smith. I've been saying this to you. Jack Smith is not a special counsel. He's not a special prosecutor. That statute, that office does not exist. And Jack Smith was never, ever given a Senate confirmation. So this is a big deal. And here's the order she wrote. Former President Trump's motion to dismiss the indictment based on the unlawful appointment and funding of special counsel Jack Smith is granted in accordance with this order. The superseding indictment is dismissed because special counsel Jack Smith's appointment violates the appointments clause of the United States Constitution. And special counsel Smith's use of a permanent indefinite appropriation also violates the appropriations clause. But the court need not address the proper remedy for that finding violation given the dismissal of the appointments clause grounds. The effect of this order is continued into this proceeding. Jack Smith was never, ever given a Senate confirmation hearing. His appointment was unconstitutional. Thank God. Now, I'll quote the great one, Mark Levin, who said, "You'll recall all the legal analysts and even former attorney general at Swamp Creature Bill Barr, among others, who called the documents case a slam dunk against Trump. And they said that it was going to be the thing that brings him down, the classified documents case. Well, now it's over. And here's the thing, too. All the Jack Smith cases are over. Because the fact that this federal judge found that his appointment is unconstitutional means it's over. It's over, Johnny. Look, Trump keeps winning. I mean, he keeps on winning, and it's great that he keeps on winning. I think it's fantastic. I really do. I think it's fantastic. Let me play for you this clip. I've got a bunch of clips here that I want to share with you. But when you talk about the tone down the rhetoric nonsense that you keep hearing from the left, and they're not going to do that. What they mean is they want the conservatives, they want Republicans to quote unquote turn down the rhetoric. But we're not the ones who turned the rhetoric up. We're not. The people that turned up the rhetoric in this country are the people that called Trump Hitler, the people that said Trump was going to destroy democracy, all these other people. They're the ones. They're the ones who have been setting this country on fire with their rhetoric and making people terrified, terrified of what Donald Trump could do in a second term. That's who these people are. And they're also gigantic hypocrites because they've called for political violence, specifically called for political violence. So here's a clip, 2.5 minutes straight, of Democrats explicitly calling for political violence. This is courtesy of Libs of TikTok. It includes the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi. It includes Ayanna Pressley, the lesser Cuomo, Samantha Bee, Eric Holder, Nicole Wallace, Don Lemon, Robert De Niro, Joe Biden, Johnny Depp, Rick Wilson, Madonna, Maxine Waters and Kamala Harris, among others. Cut 12. Cut 12.
There will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. No. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought
an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, so there's a little bit of that for you, of just the absolute nonsense that we hear from the left, these gigantic hypocrites. But I tell you what, we have a great guest joining us in just a moment. Let me just say the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. And don't forget, he is my family dentist, and he's the best when it comes to your smile. There's simply no one better. But Congressman Mike Waltz is here, so come and join us, Congressman.
Right,
it's great to see you. I know that chair is a little tricky here, but that's how are you? Good to see you.
I'm great. Good to see you.
Thank you very much for joining us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD in Philadelphia. We appreciate you, and we're glad you're here. So are you enjoying the convention so far?
Yeah, look, I'm a co-chair.
I don't know if we can hear him. We're going to turn you up here in just a second.
All right. I'm a co-chair of the party platform with Marsha Blackburn. We just introduced her on the floor, got it formally adopted. President Trump was very hands-on. We took it from 80-something pages down to 12.
Wow.
So that you can actually read it, digest it, reflects his vision. And we're off and running. We've got a VP pick.
Yeah.
We'll have some great speakers tonight. I should be going in the next couple of nights. I love the themes.
Good. Excellent.
Right?
You're speaking tonight?
No, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Yeah. All right, great. Excellent. You're also a combat decorated Green Beret, the first Green Beret to ever be elected to Congress, and you're a colonel in the United States Army National Guard. So thank you for your service.
Sure.
First Green Beret to ever be elected to Congress.
I know.
Cool.
I know. There's been five Navy SEALs. I just tell them it takes five of them to equal one of us and call it a day, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah.
No, but we have some great candidates. I hope to get some other Green Berets in the foxhole this next election cycle.
Now, what did you do for the Green Berets, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I was an officer. I retired as a colonel.
Okay.
Served all over Africa, the Middle East. We specialize in embedding with local militias, guerrilla warfare, behind enemy lines. We have to learn the local languages. We call it by, with, and through. So the SEALs, people ask the difference all the time, are great at putting bullets on our enemies.
Yeah.
We train and embed with our friends to take care of our enemies for us.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on Saturday, the events that unfolded in Butler, Pennsylvania?
Well, look, I've been very vocal about the fact that I think this was a massive failure of Secret Service leadership. Mm-hmm. Not the agents themselves, not the ones that body bunkered the president, but the fact is they, and I have agents that I've been talking to directly, are very frustrated and upset. They were not getting the resources that they were asking for.
Yeah.
President Trump is not a standard, normal former president that, like Jimmy Carter or Clinton, that just gets a standard package. Between his multiple residences, between the rallies that he's running every week, and this is getting lost, there's not just the domestic threats. He has active foreign adversary assassination plots ongoing. They weren't getting the resources they need. That, what is the result of that? They had to rely more on local law enforcement, and God bless our local cops. But they're not trained to the same level. And that building where the shooter, you know, almost took the president's life was supposed to be cleared by local police rather than Secret Service because they just didn't have the manpower.
I mean, the fact that in this year, 2024, somebody could get on a roof like that with an AR-15.
In the middle of the day, on a white roof.
Yep. And then take shots at the former president of the United States.
I can tell you, every soldier in basic training has to take 300-yard shots with an iron sight, not even a scope. I mean, that's a chip shot for anybody who shoots. 150 yards away, that's totally unacceptable.
Now, the other question I wanted to ask you, too, Congressman Waltz, and it's great to have you here on the show. Trump almost died, obviously.
Yep.
That moment where he put his fist up in the air showed everybody his courage, his resolve. In my opinion, that solidified his landslide.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when the theme right now is Trump's strength versus Biden's weakness.
Yeah,
but
right.
I just want to say this. I've seen men and women in combat. I've seen base instincts kick in. I've seen...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Well, thanks for being here today. I want to just touch on the big other breaking news story of the day today. It's a lot of it. Judge Eileen Cannon in Florida dismissing the documents case based on the unlawful appointment of Jack Smith. I've been saying this to you. Jack Smith is not a special counsel. He's not a special prosecutor. That statute, that office does not exist. And Jack Smith was never, ever given a Senate confirmation. So this is a big deal. And here's the order she wrote. Former President Trump's motion to dismiss the indictment based on the unlawful appointment and funding of special counsel Jack Smith is granted in accordance with this order. The superseding indictment is dismissed because special counsel Jack Smith's appointment violates the appointments clause of the United States Constitution. And Special Counsel Smith's use of a permanent indefinite appropriation also violates the appropriations clause. But the court need not address the proper remedy for that finding violation given the dismissal of the Appointments Clause grounds. The effect of this order is continued into this proceeding. Jack Smith was never ever given a Senate confirmation hearing. His appointment was unconstitutional. Thank God. Now, I'll quote the great one, Mark Levin, who said, you'll recall all the legal analysts and even former attorney general at Swamp Creature Bill Barr, among others, who called the documents case a slam dunk against Trump. And they said that it was going to be the thing that brings him down, the classified documents case. Well, now it's over. And here's the thing, too. All the Jack Smith cases are over. Because the fact that this federal judge found that his appointment is unconstitutional means it's over. It's over, Johnny. Look, Trump keeps winning. I mean, he keeps on winning, and it's great that he keeps on winning. I think it's fantastic. I really do. I think it's fantastic. Let me play for you this clip. I have got a bunch of clips here that I want to share with you. But when you talk about the tone down the rhetoric nonsense that you keep hearing from the left, and they're not going to do that. What they mean is they want the conservatives, they want Republicans to, quote unquote, turn down the rhetoric. But we're not the ones who turned the rhetoric up. We're not. The people that turned up the rhetoric in this country are the people that called Trump Hitler, the people that said Trump was going to destroy democracy, all these other people. They're the ones. They're the ones who have been setting this country on fire with their rhetoric and making people terrified, terrified of what Donald Trump could do in a second term. That's who these people are. And they're also gigantic hypocrites because they've called for political violence, specifically called for political violence. So here's a clip, 2.5 minutes straight, of Democrats explicitly calling for political violence, courtesy of Libs of TikTok. It includes the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi. It includes Ayanna Pressley, the lesser Cuomo, Samantha Bee, Eric Holder, Nicole Wallace, Don Lemon, Robert De Niro, Joe Biden, Johnny Depp, Rick Wilson, Madonna, Maxine Waters and Kamala Harris, among others. Cut 12. Cut 12.
There will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, so there's a little bit of that for you, of just the absolute nonsense that we hear from the left, these gigantic hypocrites. But I tell you what, we have a great guest joining us in just a moment. Let me just say the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. And don't forget, he is my family dentist, and he's the best when it comes to your smile. There's simply no one better. But Congressman Mike Waltz is here, so come and join. Join us, Congressman.
Right,
it's great to see you. I know that chair is a little tricky here, but that's how are you? Good to see you.
I'm great. Good to see you.
Thank you very much for joining us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD in Philadelphia. We appreciate you, and we're glad you're here. So Are you enjoying the convention so far?
Yeah, look, I'm co-chair.
I don't know if we can hear him. We're going to turn you up here in just a second.
All right. I'm a co-chair of the party platform with Marsha Blackburn. We just introduced it on the floor, got it formally adopted. President Trump was very hands-on. We took it from 80-something pages down to 12.
Wow.
So that you can actually read it, digest it, reflects his vision. And we're off and running. We've got a VP pick.
Yeah.
We'll have some great speakers tonight. I should be going in the next couple of nights. I love the themes.
Good. Excellent.
Right?
You're speaking tonight?
No. Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Yeah. All right. Great. Excellent. You're also a combat decorated Green Beret, the first Green Beret to ever be elected to Congress. And you're a colonel in the United States Army National Guard. So thank you for your service.
Sure.
First Green Beret to ever be elected to Congress.
I know.
Cool.
I know. There's been five Navy SEALs. I just tell them it takes five of them to equal one of us. Call it a day, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah.
No, but we have some great candidates. I hope to get some other Green Berets in the foxhole this next election cycle.
Now, what did you do for the Green Berets, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I was an officer. I retired as a colonel.
Okay.
Served all over Africa, the Middle East. We specialize in embedding with local militias, guerrilla warfare, behind enemy lines. We have to learn the local languages. We call it by, with, and through. So the SEALs, people ask the difference all the time, are great at putting bullets on our enemies.
Yeah.
We train and embed with our friends to take care of our enemies for us.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on Saturday, the events that unfolded in Butler, Pennsylvania?
Well, look, I've been very vocal about the fact that I think this was a massive failure of Secret Service leadership. Mm-hmm. Not the agents themselves, not the ones that body bunkered the president. But the fact is I have agents that I've been talking to directly are very frustrated and upset. They were not getting the resources that they were asking for.
Yeah.
President Trump is not a standard, normal former president that, like Jimmy Carter or Clinton, that just gets a standard package. Between his multiple residences, between the rallies that he's running every week, and this is getting lost, there's not just the domestic threats. He has active foreign adversary assassination plots ongoing. They weren't getting the resources they need. What is the result of that? They had to rely more on local law enforcement, and God bless our local cops, but they're not trained to the same level. And that building where the shooter, you know, almost took the president's life was supposed to be cleared by local police rather than Secret Service because they just didn't have the manpower.
I mean, the fact that in this year, 2024, somebody could get on a roof like that with an AR-15.
In the middle of the day, on a white roof.
Yep.
With,
and then take shots at the former president of the United States.
And so. I can tell you, every soldier in basic training has to take 300-yard shots with an iron sight, not even a scope. I mean, that's a chip shot for anybody who shoots. I mean, 150 yards away, that's totally unacceptable.
Now, the other question I wanted to ask you, too, Congressman Walton, it's great to have you here on the show. Trump almost died, obviously.
Yep.
That moment where he put his fist up in the air showed everybody his courage, his resolve. In my opinion, that solidified his landslide.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when the theme right now is Trump's strength versus Biden's weakness.
Yeah,
but
right.
I just want to say this. I've seen men and women in combat. I've seen base instincts kick in. I've seen men where their first instinct is to duck, get behind cover, crawl as low as you can. And I've seen people stand strong in the face of fire. And that's exactly what Trump did. And his next instinct was to let the crowd know he was okay and the country know that he was okay. I think that just speaks to his character, who he is, and you're right. If his chances of losing aren't zero, they're getting close.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And the Democrats are stuck with Biden, I think, because I don't think
absolutely.
Who wants to run?
I've got
Trump
a lot of
point,
bets.
Right?
I got a lot of bets. I'm going to win and be collecting on. It's Biden all the way.
Yeah.
He could always have a health incident, but he's not going to quit. Yeah. Jill's not going to let him quit. Hunter's not going to let him quit. His sister's not going to let him quit. Or the people around them, like Blinken and Sullivan, that have been riding in his wake for 30 years.
Yeah.
They're going to prop him up all the way to the end.
And nobody's going to want to be the person who gets their, you know what, handed to them by Donald Trump this November. No way.
Yeah, and I was just talking to a former senator who I won't name that worked closely with him. They said, you know, he said it cracks me up that they call Trump a megalomaniac. You can't, he said you can't appreciate Biden's ego. He is convinced he is the smartest, most capable person in the room, even when the entire world sees him deteriorating.
Congressman Mike Waltz is with me, combat decorated Green Beret, the first Green Beret to ever be elected to Congress, and his new book is out right now too. So is that true? You have a book out? Is that
one coming out in October?
October, yes.
Think and Lead Like a Green Beret, called Hard Truths. It's out there for pre-order.
Pre-order it right now on Amazon.com.
Hard Truths.
Hard Truths, and I think that's great because there's a lot we can learn from that leadership.
Yeah, look, these are stories in combat and how I've applied them to Congress, to business, everything from restraint when we. You know, I ordered my snipers not to take the shot, and it turned out it was a little kid that was there by force from the Taliban. To when you got to turn it on, when you can't take no for an answer, you've got to get aggressive and get the mission done. So we're really excited about it, and it'll be coming out October, available for pre-order, and proceeds are going to veterans charities.
Are they really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, we'd love to get you back on the show when the book comes out, help promote it. Appreciate your service to our country. Appreciate your service to the Republican National Convention. And we're excited about the policy positions, too. We're very, very excited about that, so that's terrific.
Yeah, look, I think the platform's great. It reflects, as President Trump says all the time, that forgotten man and woman.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's built around. I think J.D. Vance embodies that. His story is absolutely amazing. The president and the vice president have to fit hand in glove. And so I think it's a great pick, and off to the races.
And you're talking about potentially now 12 years of leadership we could have. 4 years of President Trump again,
yeah,
maybe 8 years of J.D. Vance's
eight.
President,
right? Yeah. Hey,
maybe he'll get you to be his running mate then in 2028. Just saying.
We'll see. First things first. Let's just win in November. All right.
I appreciate you, sir. Appreciate it very much. Follow him on Twitter, at Michael G. Waltz, and thanks for your service. We appreciate it very much. Take a quick break.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Are you happy about J.D. Vance as the pick? Are you fired up? Well, give me your thoughts. I want to hear from you on this. I think it's a great pick. I really do. I love the youth. I love the fact that J.D. Vance could potentially be in there for 12 years, and he's got a bright future ahead, but he's getting a hero's welcome here at the RNC. A hero's welcome. He'll be speaking probably Wednesday night, I imagine, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Possibly Thursday. I don't know if they've announced it. Was it? Tuesday night he'll be speaking, so there you go. All right, bunch of stuff to get to. I appreciate Mike Waltz's time, Congressman Waltz. The fundamental question, of course, for all of us is, how did they get it so wrong on Saturday? How was this gunman able to scale the building? How was he able to get up there with a rifle? And how was he able to take those shots? How could that happen? And the FBI is investigating all these things, but there's a lot of questions around here. So many people had said they heard, they knew the shooter was up there, they saw the shooter up there, all these other things. So I keep thinking to myself, this has to be a gigantic wake-up call. And we have to call it out for what it is, which is that these DEI policies, in addition to other things, the priorities here have got to go. Now, I want to play a clip for you. It's not politically correct, of course, to come out and say, hey, listen, you know, DEI policies may have hurt us. It's not politically correct. But at the same time, when Kimberly Cheadle describes her DEI prioritization as we aim for not the best, but a diversified workforce, why? Why does having a diversified workforce matter more than having the best? The best agents, the best Secret Service. I'm not saying exclude anybody because of race or gender. I'm saying, why is that the priority over being the absolute best? Why does that matter more? This is the mindset of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So here's a GOP Congressman, Tim Burchett, who was on Fox News talking about the shooting, and he blames DEI for a lot of this. I don't think he's wrong. It may not be politically correct to say it, but you're thinking it. Everybody's thinking it. Everybody who watched that happen is thinking the exact same thing. Because thank God Trump's okay, but it could have gone a lot worse. And it still could have gone worse even after they were able to secure his body and protect him. Cut 17.
Well, I said this on my ex account. I said that God had his hand on America. I don't think we need to slap it away. But, you know, when we talk about the rhetoric that's going on, it's kind of ironic that in a sickening way that CNN making comparisons to President Trump and comparing him to Hitler. You have Democrat representatives who called for, tried to pass legislation, nine of them, in fact, to take President Trump's Secret Service detail away from him. And then, you know, it just, everything you all mentioned about the rooftop. I've talked to a Marine sniper today, SEAL sniper, former CIA operator, and they all said the same thing. How the hell did he get on top of that roof? If you look at the pictures, he didn't go through the top of the roof. There had to be a ladder or something. Somebody really dropped the ball. You've got a DEI, basically, a DEI initiative person who heads up the our Secret Service. You know, she was working at Pepsi before this. I know she was a former CIA, Secret Service agent, but still, this is what happens when you don't put the best players in. It's a complete failure on our part. And I, as I talked to Chairman Comer last night, I stressed with him, you know, everybody wants to follow the rules. We got a 72-hour rule before we have a, you know, can do a hearing. You know, Speaker Pelosi never followed the rules. She suspended them our first day of Congress. Yeah. We need to get to Washington, you know, to hell with the convention. We've got to get, find out what went on, make sure that it never happens again.
Exactly right. Well, President Trump is now getting Secret Service level, presidential level protection after the assassination report. The Secret Service has now granted him the same level of protection as President Biden following the assassination attempt. My question is, why was he not getting that before? He's a former president. He's the front runner. Why was he not getting that level of protection before? This upgraded protection gives Trump the same security detail as the serving commander in chief. Excellent. That's a wonderful development. I'm glad. But it's a damn shame it took him almost losing his life to get that. So there's some breaking news on the show right now. President Trump now being given presidential-level Secret Service protection. They were treating the guy like a candidate when they should have been treating him like he was the sitting president of the United States of America. So that's breaking news right now. He had previously received a lesser level of protection afforded to former presidents and major party presidential candidates. The Secret Service has been strongly criticized for failing to stop a sniper from climbing on a roof 130 yards from Trump. 130 yards. Think about that. 400 feet away from the former president of the United States. The Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle should be fired. She should resign. She should go. She needs to step down immediately. This is a disgrace. The fact that it took him almost dying, losing his life, to get presidential-level protection, former president, major party candidate, and a guy who is hated in so many different ways. Thank God. Thank God he is now getting this level of protection. 855-839-1210 is the number on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Listen, I've been telling you about my one of my greatest finds in life. Well, really one of Mama Zeoli's greatest finds. That is Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. As you know, my entire family goes to Dr. Mike, whose level of care and commitment to dental excellence is unmatched. Now listen, it's now July. We're in the back half of the year now, so if you haven't been to the dentist yet this year, gotta hate to break it to you, but you're running out of time and you're overdue. So visit the dentist, and if you need that new smile, Dr. Mike and his staff makes it easy to have that beautiful, healthy smile we all want. In fact, Dr. Mike Veneria has been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He also has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. I promise you will not be disappointed with Dr. Mike. So if you're on the fence about getting that dental procedure done or going to the dentist, get off the fence and reach out to Dr. Veneria today with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Schedule your appointment or free implant consultation for your perfect smile. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the Odyssey app.
on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Are you happy about J.D. Vance as the pick? Are you fired up? Well, give me your thoughts. I want to hear from you on this. I think it's a great pick. I really do. I love the youth. I love the fact that J.D. Vance could potentially be in there for 12 years, and he's got a bright future ahead, but he's getting a hero's welcome here at the RNC. A hero's welcome. He'll be speaking probably Wednesday night, I imagine, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Possibly Thursday. I don't know if they've announced it. Was it? Tuesday night he'll be speaking, so there you go. All right, bunch of stuff to get to. I appreciate Mike Waltz's time, Congressman Waltz. The fundamental question, of course, for all of us is, how did they get it so wrong on Saturday? How was this gunman able to scale the building? How was he able to get up there with a rifle? And how was he able to take those shots? How could that happen? And the FBI is investigating all these things, but there's a lot of questions around here. So many people had said they heard, they knew the shooter was up there, they saw the shooter up there, all these other things. So I keep thinking to myself, this has to be a gigantic wake-up call. And we have to call it out for what it is, which is that these DEI policies, in addition to other things, the priorities here have got to go. Now, I want to play a clip for you. It's not politically correct, of course, to come out and say, hey, listen, you know, DEI policies may have hurt us. It's not politically correct. But at the same time, when Kimberly Cheadle describes her DEI prioritization as, we aim for not the best, but a diversified workforce. Why? Why does having a diversified workforce matter more than having the best? The best agents, the best Secret Service. I'm not saying exclude anybody because of race or gender. I'm saying, why is that the priority over being the absolute best? Why does that matter more? This is the mindset of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So here's a GOP Congressman, Tim Burchett, who was on Fox News talking about the shooting, and he blames DEI for a lot of this. I don't think he's wrong. It may not be politically correct to say it, but you're thinking it. Everybody's thinking it. Everybody who watched that happen is thinking the exact same thing. Because thank God Trump's okay, but it could have gone a lot worse. And it still could have gone worse even after they were able to secure his body and protect him. Cut 17.
Well, I said this on my X account. I said that God had his hand on America. I don't think we need to slap it away. But, you know, when we talk about the rhetoric that's going on, it's kind of ironic that in a sickening way that CNN making comparisons to President Trump and comparing him to Hitler. You have Democrat representatives who called for, tried to pass legislation, nine of them, in fact, to take President Trump's Secret Service detail away from him. And then, you know, it just, everything you all mentioned about the rooftop. I've talked to a Marine sniper today, SEAL sniper, former CIA operator, and they all said the same thing. How the hell did he get on top of that roof? If you look at the pictures, he didn't go through the top of the roof. There had to be a ladder or something. Somebody really dropped the ball. You've got a DEI, basically, person, a DEI initiative person who heads up our Secret Service. You know, she was working at Pepsi before this. I know she was a former CIA, Secret Service agent, but still, this is what happens when you don't put the best players in. It's a complete failure on our part. And as I talked to Chairman Comer last night, I stressed with him, you know, everybody wants to follow the rules. We got a 72-hour rule before we have a, you know, can do a hearing. Speaker Pelosi never followed the rules. She suspended him our first day of Congress. Yeah. We need to get to Washington, you know, to hell with the convention. We've got to find out what went on, make sure that it never happens again.
Exactly right. Well, President Trump is now getting Secret Service level, presidential level protection after the assassination report. The Secret Service has now granted him the same level of protection as President Biden following the assassination attempt. My question is, why was he not getting that before? He's a former president. He's the front runner. Why was he not getting that level of protection before? This upgraded protection gives Trump the same security detail as the serving commander in chief. Excellent. That's a wonderful development. I'm glad. But it's a damn shame it took him almost losing his life to get that. So there's some breaking news on the show right now. President Trump now being given presidential level Secret Service protection. They were treating the guy like a candidate when they should have been treating him like he was the sitting president of the United States of America. So that's breaking news right now. He had previously received a lesser level of protection afforded to former presidents and major party presidential candidates. The Secret Service has been strongly criticized for failing to stop a sniper from climbing on a roof 130 yards from Trump. 130 yards. Think about that. 400 feet away from the former president of the United States. The Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle should be fired. She should resign. She should go. She needs to step down immediately. This is a disgrace. The fact that it took him almost dying, losing his life, to get presidential level protection, former president, major party candidate, and a guy who is hated in so many different ways. Thank God. Thank God he is now getting this level of protection. 855-839-1210 is the number on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Listen, I've been telling you about one of my greatest finds in life. Well, really, one of Mama Zeoli's greatest finds. That is Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. As you know, my entire family goes to Dr. Mike, whose level of care and commitment to dental excellence is unmatched. Now, listen, it's now July. We're in the back half of the year now. So if you haven't been to the dentist yet this year, gotta hate to break it to you, but you're running out of time and you're overdue. So visit the dentist. And if you need that new smile, Dr. Mike and his staff makes it easy to have that beautiful, healthy smile we all want. In fact, Dr. Mike Venaria has been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He also has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. I promise you will not be disappointed with Dr. Mike. So if you're on the fence about getting that dental procedure done or going to the dentist, get off the fence and reach out to Dr. Venaria today with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Schedule your appointment or free implant consultation for your perfect smile. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VenariaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.